You're listening to Spice Radio, 1200 AM's The Morning Buzz with Mankiran Aujla, and the Vancouver Whitecaps FC's 50th anniversary match is this Saturday, May 4th, and this is a match you don't want to miss. It's special because it will celebrate alumni and the rich history of the club. We are now speaking to the legend himself, Carl Valentine, former professional soccer player and coach who is a Vancouver Whitecaps FC club ambassador. Carl, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm, just living a good life right now and very excited for what's going on.
Now, how does it feel to think that it's been 50 years? It's pretty wild.
It is, and it's just amazing. I'm so proud of the club, the way they're approaching this, the anniversary. I'm so proud of the city, the way it's supporting us. I was out doing some promotional work. I know a lot of the staff was at City Hall getting acknowledgement there, and we're in the island tomorrow at Parliament to get another acknowledgement. So, it's just fantastic, you know, for the club to be around. I think the longest running club in North America. So, we've got a lot to celebrate. I'm just so happy the way people are accepting it, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
And Carl, for you, you know, where did your love for the beautiful game start? Like, what was it about soccer that you loved so much and you decided, I'm going to go into this?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think growing up in England, I was the oldest. I grew up with four sisters, so they wasn't really into soccer at the time. My dad was from Jamaica, was into cricket. My mom just worked. So I think it's just growing up in England, as soon as you can walk, you're kicking a ball. Been doing it since ever I can remember. And it was always my dream to try and become a professional soccer player. And thankfully, I was lucky and worked hard and made it.
That's amazing. And one of the things I find is really sweet is it seems there are a generation of parents that point to their children. They said, if you want to be a player, you watch Carl Valentine. I mean, how does it feel when people say things like that? It's got to be amazing.
It is amazing. I feel myself very fortunate. I'm a club ambassador now, so I get to meet a lot of people that supported me as a young kid. For them to say that, it's great because you want to be a role model. You're a professional athlete. Kids, families are coming out to watch you. So you want to be a good example to them. And hard work can take you a long, long way. And I'm very proud of that, how hard it worked. I'm very proud of how the relationship I had with the fans and still have with the fans. So I consider myself fortunate, but you know, you get there through hard work.
And you worked very hard because you helped Canada qualify for the first ever World Cup back in 1986. That's pretty awesome. You know, we fast forward all these years later, as you know, Canada qualified a second time again at the last World Cup. So how amazing is it to be the person who was like the first to do it though?
Yeah, I was fortunate because I got my Canadian citizenship just before the North American Soccer League folded, and I went back to England to play. So, long story short, the Canada national team did amazing to get to the last game. And that last game was against Honduras. And if we tied and won that, we went to the World Cup. I was only brought in for that last game, believe it or not. They had some injuries, so I was pretty nervous because I was playing in England. They brought me over for such a big game, and they were so close to getting to the World Cup, and I didn't know how I was going to be accepted, but the players didn't care. They just wanted to get to the World Cup, and I managed to get two assists in the game. We won 2-1, and you're going to the World Cup, the biggest event in the world. So it was totally amazing. There's nothing bigger than a player playing in the World Cup against all the best teams in the world and all the best players in the world.
And can you describe what that experience was like playing in the World Cup? Because like you said, it's the best of the best. And are those memories that still stick with you to this day?
Yeah, 100%. And it was everything that it was supposed to be. And our first game was, they were all hard, but our first game was the hardest because we were playing France, and I knew a lot of the players growing up and being a fan as well. They had some of the best players in the world. I think they played in the Euros 2 years before and lost in the semi-final, probably should have won. And they were one of the favourites to win the World Cup. So you had Platini and Giroud, some of the best players in the world, lining up alongside you. And a lot of the players in that team will remember that particular moment when you're lining up alongside these great players, some of the best players in the world, and France, who were one of the favourites in the world. You know, their memories are just going to stick with you for life, because you don't get too many opportunities like that.
And, it's amazing.
You know, the other thing as well, it was so amazing that we thought, well, this is it. You know, we've qualified and we're going to qualify for all the World Cups coming up. And it took another 30 years. So it just shows how hard it is.
Yeah, I mean, better late than never. And, you know, for you to see kind of Canada qualify again a couple years ago, what was going through your head? It must have been super exciting to see it.
Yeah, it was. I mean, not that you get sick, but you don't want to keep, you know, hearing, well, you know, you're the only team that qualified for the World Cup, because that means Canada's not on the biggest stage in the world. And you want that for, you know, Canada, the players, the fans, especially, to be a part of what is an amazing event. And we've got that coming to Vancouver in a couple of years. So it was just amazing to see Canada on that stage again. I went to a number of viewing parties. I went to one in Edmonton. I went to a couple here. And it was just amazing to be around all them fans and seeing them celebrate Canada being back in the World Cup.
Yeah, and I have to say, I feel, especially these last couple of years, I feel Canada is really embracing soccer much more. North America, I want to say in general, right? Because I feel like there's a lot of sports that go on here in North America. But do you find there's a lot more love for the game of soccer here?
Yeah, definitely. You know, you still have, you know, games that you can watch around the world, you know, South America, Asia, Europe. And still people follow the team. But I think now they found a national team in Canada that you can support at that level. And, you know, a lot of different nationalities that have come from different countries but maybe born here, the parents have brought them here now, can be a proud Canadian supporter, because we have, if not one of the best teams in the world, we have a team that can compete at that level. And we have some star players like Alphonso Davies that playing on the big stage. A lot of our top players now are playing at a high level around the world. And it's just great to see Canada really being at that level now.
Mm-hmm. We are a soccer nation as well. Now, let's talk a little about like your relationships with the Whitecaps. For you, what makes the Whitecaps so special?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, I've been a part of the Whitecaps since I was 20, so most of my adult life, and obviously so many, many great memories of playing with different players, being coached by, you know, great coaches, and being supported by great fans. And when I was here, we were averaging 24,000-25,000 people, a great atmosphere in the stadium. We've had that in MLS, died for a few moments, for a few years, and it was a bit of a struggle. But now this year, we've had every game has been over 22,000 fans. It's been a great atmosphere in the stadium. We have a great team to support. There's going to be 30,000 people for the already at the anniversary game. So, you know, I think Vancouver Whitecaps name is synonymous around, you know, it's just known around the world. And the Whitecaps jersey, the hoop jersey, you don't see too many of them around. People know the name in Europe and South America, because we're in the NASL days when Pelé was here and back in Bar, we won a championship in 79, and it really put Vancouver Whitecaps on the map, and you know, continue to be there.
Right, and what makes in particular, you know, this 50th anniversary game special? Like, what can people expect here?
Yeah, it's going to be a party, and it should be a party. We've got a block party that's happening. You can show up at 3 o'clock. The game's not till 7, so if you're showing up, there's $5 beers. Don't get too drunk, but yeah, it's going to be a party atmosphere. We have, I think, 110 alumni that's going to be at that event to help us celebrate the 50th anniversary game, because the first game was played on May the 5th against San Jose. We'll be playing on May the 4th, so it's the closest to 50 years to that day. And, you know, it's just going to be a packed stadium, a team that even though we're third in the standings, we have a game in hand. If we were to win that, we would be top, so we have more points per game played. And with playing a team in Austin that's won 4 out of 5, that's an informed team, so it should be an amazing game with an amazing atmosphere, and hopefully we're all cheering on the team to another victory, to what has been a great start to the season.
It's been incredible. And, you know, for folks who haven't been to a Whitecaps game before, what is the atmosphere like? Describe it.
Yeah, I mean, before people, because obviously coming from England, you know, people that have not been to a game, you're trying to describe, you know, the atmosphere and what it was about. And it's really hard to describe when you have, you know, fans in the stadium singing throughout most of the game. It's just something you don't experience in any other sport. So in that way, soccer is unique. And when you come to a Whitecaps game, you can feel the energy in the stadium, and the songs that our supporters club sing, you know, are infectious. Obviously, the fuller the stadium, the better the atmosphere is, because if you've got a stadium that's kind of half full, you know, you've got people sitting kind of on their own, they're hard for them to get involved and stuff. But when the pace, the stadium's packed like it's going to be and has been this year, then it's just easy to get into the chants of Whitecaps and, you know, some of the songs that they know. So you find yourself really getting wrapped up in the atmosphere and maybe singing some of the Whitecaps songs there and cheering them on to victory.
Carl, it was such a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Oh, no, it was my pleasure. I'm just having so much fun and love talking about the Caps and really appreciate you having me on.
You're so welcome. You take care.
Thanks.
We just spoke to Carl Valentine, former professional soccer player and coach who was the Vancouver Whitecaps FC club ambassador. We talked about the Vancouver Whitecaps FC's 50th anniversary match is on Saturday, May 4th. This match is special. It will celebrate alumni and the rich history of the club. Stay with us here on Spice Radio 1200 AM. This is The Morning Buzz.